Another executive order signed by the president last week temporarily blocks travel from 7 mostly Muslim countries to the U.S. The effects of that ban are felt around Arizona. And as we mentioned earlier, this afternoon a march in Tempe will respond to President Trump's executive orders aimed at refugees and immigrants. And in Tucson, members of the group Indivisible Southern Arizona plan to meet with Senator Flake's staff to urge the senator not to vote for any cabinet appointment or bill until the ban is reversed.
In the meantime, those affected by the ban are trying to figure out what to do. At Arizona State University, there are 183 students currently enrolled who are from the 7 countries listed, and 9,500 more international students at the school. Earlier this week, ASU sent emails to all of those students expressing their support, and last night, the school held a Know Your Rights forum for students who may be affected by the refugee ban. And to tell us more about that, I'm joined by Victoria Ames. She's the Assistant Dean of Legal Projects at ASU Sandra Day O'Connor School of Law and the President of the Arizona Legal Center. So, Victoria, tell us what happened at this forum last night. What did you hear from students?
We had a great turnout last night. We have about 190 students that are affected by this. And the students who were there expressed a lot of caution and concern because they didn't understand what was happening. And so there were many questions about how the executive order would affect their student visas, their residency visas, their ability to apply for extensions to stay here in the United States when their visas expired, if they were able to convert their visas as they had originally planned to work after graduation. And so those questions were addressed by our panel.
And what could you tell them?
We were able to tell them a number of things. Certainly, our panel members who have various backgrounds in immigration law, visa law, deportation, removal, and criminal law in this aspect with immigration, were able to address their questions by letting them know that even though they're here on visas, everyone here in the United States has constitutional rights to invoke their privileges here in the U.S. They're able to not answer questions if they're asked. We gave out red cards last night, which allows foreigners to be able to hand those to the police or other people who are inquiring about their status and let them know that they're not obligated to answer questions or provide documentation, and that they're allowed to talk to a lawyer before they answer any questions or provide any documentation. They were also told that there is some uncertainty about what's going to happen with our visa status. Unfortunately, not all of their questions could be answered because the executive orders now, as of last night, was only 6 days old, and so things change not only daily but hourly. And so we're going to be able to post updates on our website to let them know as we learn new information or as the courts or others chime in as to what they believe these orders mean or how they're being interpreted. We'll be able to provide them some updates.
Right, right. And what prompted this for the School of Law in particular? Were you getting lots of questions from students in this situation?
We were. The students who attend the university had been asking about their status and their ability to continue their education. As you know, we're heading up to the summer break. Students have ideas about staying for work or traveling back home and returning this fall for studies, and they weren't sure whether that would be a safe thing to do. They were told last night that anybody who is here on a visa should not travel. It's safer to not travel until we understand what's going on because we don't know if they'll be able to come back in.
Right. They could end up being stuck at an airport in limbo.
They could.
What kind of concerns did you hear from students? Was there a lot of anger or fear in the room?
Actually, it was a very calm presentation. The students were well-spoken. They were thoughtful. Their concerns were written out often on sheets of paper. They had gathered questions from their colleagues who could not attend because they were either in classes or not able to travel. Most of their concerns revolved around not really understanding what was going on. There's a lot of unclarity in this area. The executive order is new and has been interpreted in different ways, and I think simply understanding what it means and how it impacts them was their greatest concern.
Right, right. And there, like you said, there is a lot of confusion right now. We don't exactly know how long this might last for certain countries or what the next steps might be. But what can ASU as a university do other than sort of say, this is what the law says right now?
Well, that was the initial step, was to have the university say, this is the law right now, and this is how we understand it is currently being interpreted, although stay tuned, that changes frequently. But one of the things the university is committed to do is we are working with the Arizona Legal Center that's housed at the College of Law downtown, and we are encouraging anyone who believes they're affected by this to call the Legal Center and ask for an appointment with one of our volunteer lawyers.
All right. Victoria Ames with ASU Sandra Day O'Connor School of Law. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.